it's since I've been here, all the guides that I've hired and trained, it's 9 out of 10 of them come back up because I'll give them a training pack. Say, go away and learn the, you know, and look, do some research, read, you know, watch this DVD, blah, blah, blah. Then they come back, I'll give them a tour. And then I say, right, it's a fortnight before you start. Come back 2 or 3 times, go down there on your own and get used to the route. Get familiarised with everything. You can't take people down there until you know it almost inside out, or the route at least. Pretty much everyone I've sent down there like that has come back up after about 15 or 20 minutes and asked me what I want. Because they think that someone's been calling. They said, I'm sure I could hear you. And that is pretty common.
Yeah.
Nearly everyone.
Oh, and I know I ducked at a certain area.
But last year, every morning I arrived to work, 10 o'clock, I'd be down there, unlock the doors. And as I walked down into the museum and got down inside the case, it smelled lavender. It wasn't just lavender, it was like a female smell, but it wasn't like a modern perfume. It was like, I could smell it every morning. It was doing my head in because I'd come back up here, get my hat on, wait for my party, go back down, gone. That time of the morning, every morning.
So you're looking around for a lavender bush, aren't you? Really?
Well, I was smelling the MDF boards, trying to, everything down there that was kind of man-made. I was giving it a smell, thinking I couldn't locate this smell. This year I haven't smelled it. I haven't smelled it at all, but nearly every day last year I did. It's really weird. But there was a young lady, she came up to visit her father who worked as a miner in the caves, and while she was here, you saw how the horses were treated, which weren't very nice, just work horses, and she fell in love with them and groomed them, and she came up here every day of her life, because she lived in Beer, it was centuries ago, came up here every day of her life, from childhood all through her adulthood and into her old age, and she groomed them, bedded them down, you know, mucked them out, fed, watered, and looked after them to give them a better life. And she come up here every day. I do know her name. Obviously, the area of the collapse, where the people are buried, we constantly get people freak out and leave the tour at that point.
I don't. No, I did. I had a funny turn when you said that.
Yeah.
Chuck Kelly my bag, and I literally went like that, because it just felt like this massive whoosh of air was coming towards me.